Everyone.
Good afternoon.
We wanted to wish you peace and blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We also wanted to say an opening prayer. I'll read something from Scripture, some comments, and then I will run away and not take up all your time. So let us pray first. Almighty Father, we ask you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would descend on this block right now. That your angels would be with us, dear God, to protect us as we deliver this word. We pray, Lord, for your precious people in Coney Island that have been exploited so many different times, that we would have a revival in this neighborhood, in this land, by your name, that your children would be set free, Lord, that you would have mercy on Coney Island and give us a great spiritual revival. We thank you, dear God, that you protected so many people from Superstorm Sandy, that as the waters were rising, so many people were able to make it to safety as they ran for their lives. We pray, dear God, that a baptism from you would flood this place like the waters of Sandy, and that people would run for their lives to the cross of your Son, Jesus Christ, and want to hear your word again, and want to truly be born again, and change this community. We pray, dear God, we ask you for this mercy in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
There's a problem in the church today. And the problem in the church is that it has fallen in love with money. And it has left its first God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And instead of giving its people the true message, it gives them a message that's false. You are not a slave to anyone. You are not captive to anyone. I don't care if you're a pimp, a prostitute, a drug dealer, whatever you are. If you want forgiveness and freedom, you come to Christ.
Amen.
There is forgiveness at the cross. There is no guilt in Christ. Don't be fooled. Read the Word of God for yourselves. Don't trust anyone, especially a minister like myself. I am not paid to be here. I am not a hired servant. I came here because I love you. I am going to leave after this and go to my job, just like everyone else has to work. I have $15 in my bank account. I have a van around the corner that's held together by tape. I have 6 children. I haven't bought them new clothes in 4 years. I have holes in my socks, holes in my pants, and holes in some other things that I won't name. But I'll tell you this. I stand by his strength. I wouldn't take a single dollar from someone for the gospel. Because I don't want your money. I don't need you to cheer me on. I don't need you to say how wonderful I am. I want your souls to be saved. Because I grew up here in the 80s and 90s, before all the money came to this neighborhood, I can talk to you. Don't be deceived. As the money comes in, we need to keep our faith and our spirit. We need a spiritual blessing from God. A lot of people don't know the true gospel. I'm going to tell you what the gospel is. The Lord Jesus Christ died. He died, he was crucified on a cross. He was a curse for our sins. He went into a tomb. And the greatest news for you and I is that he rose from that tomb. And when he rose from that tomb, we rose with him. You don't have to pay anyone for your salvation. It's grace through faith. Just show faith and come to Christ. If I came here to sell something, or if I was running for a political office, or if I was asking for money, I'd probably get more respect. But because I love you and ask for nothing else, many people won't pay attention. But we're here in this neighborhood to glorify God. We want a revival here. This is what we pray for. Coney Island is not the least of people. There's no reason why revival can't come here. It doesn't matter how much money you have, what your skin color is, what your ethnic background is. The cross is open to everyone. I'm going to read John 3:16, which everybody has heard time and time again. But I'm going to finish the verse for you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. And then they stop, because they want your money. They don't want real repentance. They don't want changed lives. Continue with the verses. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. You come to the cross with nothing. Jesus will take you as you are. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to do anything for it. And then the way we show that we're really saved in Christ, we will see a change in this community that only God can give. If I wanted to be popular and I didn't love you, I wouldn't have brought this message. But I'm not going to back down, because I'm from Coney Island. And it doesn't change who you are when you come to the gospel. I'm still a scrapper that used to fight from this side of Surf Avenue down to this side of Surf Avenue. But now I do it spiritually for the Lord.
Amen.
And because I love you, it would take 40 men to pull me down from this pulpit before I gave you the truth. You are free in Christ. Read your word for yourself. You wouldn't buy a house and not read the contract. You wouldn't buy a car and not read the contract. You wouldn't take out a loan and not read the contract. You won't read the contract that concerns your own soul. Almighty God, we pray, Lord, that your word would be blessed, Lord. That there would be a real revival in Coney Island, dear God. That people would be saved. That they would come running to the cross for salvation, for the redemption of their souls. We thank you, Father, for the way in your mercy that you have rebuilt this community literally after the storm. We thank you, Lord, that not more of our friends and family perished in the storm. And we pray, dear God, that as the money comes into Coney Island, the spiritual blessings come also. And we thank you, Father, for your mercy. In the name of your Son, the only King who still reigns from heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for your time.